So it's my privilege this morning to introduce and invite up here a friend of mine, Kevin Chow. And I've known Kevin in a lot of ways. He was a wrestling coach for my son. He's a guy that I share life with on a regular basis, generally weekly. And he's going to tell us a little bit about Young Life. Young Life is a ministry this church has been involved in or with for decades. And he's going to give us a little update. He's going to bring a sidekick with him and be generous. Especially the sidekick, it's not used to standing in front of peeps. Come on up, Kevin.
Hello. Ooh.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Kevin Chow. For those of you that have not met me, nice to see you. Once again, I am the area director of Young Life in Greenwich. I've been in this position for about 2 years now, but I've been working for Young Life for the past 5 years. Young Life is an incredible mission that changed my life about 12 years ago when I was involved with Mark Shull, who was a part of this PCOG family as well. So every year for the past, since 1960 when Young Life was started in Greenwich, there have been summer trips. And so here's a little video of our past summer trip this year. All right, so that was our summer trip this past year. So for the past 5 years, I've been a wrestling coach at the high school. And I've had the privilege of meeting Emilio when he was his freshman year on the football team. And I've seen Emilio since he was 14 years old till now. I've seen him learn how to drive illegally. Drive around the road, get his license, and have so much freedom, and to see him grow into a young man. And so I've asked Emilio to share a little bit of his story with you guys this morning.
Okay, so my name is Emilio Garcia. I'm 17 now, and I'm just going to share a little bit. So when I was little, I grew up here. My parents did not. They were full-on from Mexico. They just came from Mexico. I'm first generation American, so it was just like they didn't know much, and I was still little, so I didn't remember anything about that. But growing up, I grew up very Catholic. I went to church every Sunday. I learned a lot. I went to Sunday school, and I didn't really find much in it. I didn't think about it much. I just went there and was just like, man, I'm forced to go here. I have to do homework. I have to do this. And at first, I just didn't really like going because the church was not, I guess, putting it the way I wanted to hear it or see it. And as I was growing up, I had very tough times with my family. They grew up not knowing much English. So when I was growing up in elementary to middle school, as I was learning English, I was also learning Spanish. So I was helping them a lot with like all their paperwork, everything that was important. And it was really hard because I was growing up, I wanted to be a kid, not really sitting down, helping them with any of that. And it was just really tough seeing all my friends have like the time of their lives just running around outside and having the best time of their lives. And I had to be inside helping my parents, helping them get through everything. And because of that, I grew up a very serious kid. I always sat down, always listened. I liked being around adults because I felt like I belonged with them. But yeah, it was just really tough. And when I got to high school, I wanted to learn more about Jesus, who he was, what he wanted for us, and what was he here for? Like, what did he do? And going into high school, I joined the football and wrestling team, and luckily there I met Chow my sophomore year, and because of him, I went to Young Life, and I thought I was having the best time of my life ever. Like Tuesdays, I finally got to be the kid that I never was. I did so many things with them, and we finally went to camp. Sophomore year camp, I went to camp, and I heard the gospel, I heard a lot about it. And it was the best moments of my life. And because of that, I got to give my life to Christ. And it was the greatest feeling ever because I felt connected. I felt great. And then coming back from camp, I wanted to learn more, read more, be closer to him, grow closer to him, and do so many more things. And because of him, I got to meet Chow. I got to be in Young Life. And I got to go do Work Crew, which is one of the best experiences that I've done in my life, which is I got to serve Jesus by being a server at a camp, of one of these camps that we went to. And it was amazing because I saw so many kids give their lives to Christ. And I felt great seeing all those kids give their lives to Christ like I did. And it was just amazing. Thank you so much, guys.
Man, what a, wow! So, Emilio is one of many, many other kids that are involved with Young Life that have decided to get to know who Jesus was. The mission of Young Life, Young Life is a giant organization now. It's in over 100 countries. Young Life has been around for a very long time. We are reaching kids in Wildlife, which is our middle school years, and Young Life College. We have Young Life Capernaum, Young Lives. Young Life is a ginormous ministry. In Greenwich, we are reaching kids in middle school. We're reaching kids in high school. So for that time, we're introducing kids and adolescents to Jesus Christ, and we're helping them grow in their faith. And that's the idea of Young Life, is that we go to the kids that normally would never step foot in a church. We go to kids that are the outliers. We go to the kids that say, I don't want to hear anything about God. And we say, let us show you who Jesus is. Rather than tell you about God and rather than tell you stories, let us show you who he is. Let us show you the character of who Jesus is. There are some kids that came to camp. I was talking with them, and one kid said, for the very first time, he said this so clearly, he said to me, you know, Chow, I just don't see a need for God in my life. And for me, that was a breath of fresh air to finally hear a kid say that to me that plainly. Because kids are in that stage right now. In this town, there's a ton of darkness, and we are bringing light to them every day. That kid who said that to me at camp, he still comes to Young Life. He still comes to Tuesday Night Club. He still hears about Jesus. He comes to our Bible study, and he hears about Jesus there. The kid that says, I have want no part of God, is still hearing about God every time he comes. The purpose of Young Life is relationships, is to introduce kids to Jesus through relationships. This does not happen without relationships. The beauty of Young Life is that it's not all about the leaders, it's not about the adults, but it's empowering kids with the ministry of reconciliation. It's empowering kids like Emilio to invite their friends to hear about who God is. There's a kid that we convinced who was on the fence of coming to camp the night before camp. There is a lot of logistics about going to camp. There's a packing list, there are health forms, there is payments, there's a ton of stuff that needs to happen for kids to come to camp. And this kid, the day of camp, the night before camp said, you know what? I think I'll go now. And I'm like, what? I sent them all these emails. The reason why he started coming was because of Emilio. The reason why he started a relationship with God this summer is because of Emilio. The reason why that he is now bringing tens of his friends to club each week, where I drive up to Arch Street where we rent our space, and there are literally 20 kids waiting outside after walking from the high school to do study in the library and then walk to Arch Street just for Young Life, is because of Emilio. It's not because of any special ingredient, not because of anything special that we've doing. It's because of the relationships that Emilio has with his friends. And there are other kids just like him that are trying to introduce their friends to Jesus. And that is what we're here for. Jesus had a whole bunch of friends, the disciples, of different professions. The beauty of Young Life is that we're trying to reach kids from all ages and backgrounds. If you saw the video, they were not all kids from Riverside. They were not all kids from Cass Cobb or Byram. We're reaching kids on the football team, the track team, and the band, the video game club, wrestling team, everything. We're trying to reach kids from all backgrounds and let them know that Jesus accepts them, he loves them, and that kids really belong in the family of God. And that is the most joyful thing that we get to have being in Young Life. Young Life is hard. Ministry is hard. club has changed over the years. Campaigners have changed over the years. Ministry has changed over the years just because the world is changing. It is hard to be rejected every day. And that is what we experience every day. By inviting kids to come to things, by asking kids if they want to do something, they're like, no, I don't want to do that. It is hard. But it is the most rewarding thing that we have ever done. We are seeing miracles every day with kids accepting Jesus. We are seeing kids transform their lives because of what God is doing. And so thank you for your support. Whether you knew PC or you supported Young Life or not, we want to just say thank you. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for the donations. Thank you for everything that you've done. And we're going to ask, if there's any way that you guys want to help, please talk to me. If there's any way you want to pray for our ministry, please talk to Lisa, because we could really use some more of your support. The harvest is plentiful, and the laborers are few. And we can use a few good more laborers. So thank you for your time, and that's it.
Don't run away yet. Emilio,
come back here. So one thing we do here pretty well is we pray. So we're going to pray for them and Young Life right now before they sit down. And quite seriously, Lisa is the prayer coordinator, surprise, for Young Life. So if you want to get on their prayer list and that she sends out every week, just let Lisa know. And a number of people, Crimmins have been on the committee, Lisa's on the committee. I know Dutchers were on the committee, and I know there's a bunch of others who were on the committee who I have forgotten. And so if there's ways you want to get involved, you can do that. But what we can do right now is pray for Kevin, pray for all of the leaders, you know, the youth leaders, ask God's blessing upon them. So let's pray. God, thank you for this ministry. You know, reaching kids that aren't connected to churches, are outside of the realm of the reach of most churches in town. Thank you for people who have a heart for relationship, because it's the long road. It's not one big event and wow, we're done. It's spending hour upon hour upon hour upon hour meeting, knowing, inviting, sharing, and then sometimes having the joy of watching people cross the line of faith and now doing all of those same things with their friends or their family. So God, we give you thanks that Young Life has been embedded in this town for such a long time. I'm reminded that Peter Fretheim, one of the other missions we support, is out in the field in Nigeria because as a senior in high school or a junior in high school, Young Life reached him for Jesus. This church nurtured him. And now he's serving you half a world away. And that, I'm sure, can be multiplied around the country, around the world. So, Lord, we pray blessing on Young Life Greenwich. We pray blessing on all the other arms of Young Life. We pray blessing on the Nicaragua camp that we work at for the past four summers. We pray blessing on Young Lives, which we also support. And God, through each of these ministries, let people know they are loved and help them, help us, help them to reach their hand out to you and know the true source of love, which comes through the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So blessings on Kevin and Emilio and all the others involved with Young Life, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless. Good job.